Welcome to Subtle Beast, everybody. I am your host, Foltz, sitting here with my main man and co-host, Mr. Steve Apostolopoulos. How are you tonight, buddy?
Oh, I am feeling good, and I am happy to be here, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I couldn't be happier. I'm so glad it's Thursday night. We're in here at the studio, relaxing, having a good time, and ready to rock and roll.
For sure.
But, you know, before we get into our show, what have you been up to for the last week? Anything fun, creative?
Let me go back through this last week. Let's see. I had my boys over the weekend.
Oh, nice. That's always a good time.
That was a great time. It's always nice to see those guys.
Right.
Let's see what else happened. I had some good times with my son calls Walmart.com.
.com. I know you did tell me that story, but tell our listeners a little bit about that. It's the cutest thing.
So we go to Walmart in Elizabethville. It's the biggest shopping center up there. And I guess in his... like the videos on his iPad, there must be some advertisement for Walmart.com.
Right.
And he associates Walmart with .com, but he leaves Walmart out of it and just says .com.
He's like, to me, it's .com. I love it. I think that's the greatest.
So when we're on the road and we're getting close, he'll say, .com, we're coming.
He's like, the toy aisle's got my name on it. That's awesome.
As soon as we get there, he starts saying, toys, daddy, toys, and... we have a whole other, that's a grocery store. So we're going through grocery aisles. And by the time we get to toys, it's like the momentum is built up and he's like, toys.
Right. Oh, gosh. So, yeah, the toy aisle for kids. I mean, forget about it. They're probably thinking the whole time, all right, yeah, food, great. Oh, yeah, you guys are eating healthy this week? Hey, I've heard it all before. Right. Let's get to the toy aisle.
He's like, hot dogs, I know. Macaroni and cheese, I know. Let's get to the toys.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what I've been up to, man. What have you been up to?
Same old, same old. This, again, I know I've mentioned it on the past, you know, maybe few podcasts, but the weather is just blowing my mind. Today we were in the 60s, and then tonight they're calling for like late night snow into maybe turning into some type of slush by morning. It's just like, what is going on?
So, one of the guys at work said they had already put the schmutz out on the streets that makes it not freeze.
Right, right. And it's just, I mean, I can't really say I'm complaining, because if you're a regular listener of our show, you know how I feel about winter. So, I mean, this winter so far, I can't complain because it's been nice and warm. But... I mean, I don't know. It just has me constantly having summer on the brain. So I guess this past week, what we've really been doing is we talked to a contractor about redoing some things in our backyard, getting our pool ready for the summertime, and you know, just looking forward to those long nights outside with the pool relaxing. And my wife just, you know, off the cusp, told me, I'm taking Thursday and Friday off work.
Nice.
Yeah, so she said, you know, since I'll be off on Thursday and Friday, you don't have to wake up early. You can sleep in, because she gets up early regardless of what day, even on the weekends. So, yeah, so today I got to sleep in. Tomorrow I get to sleep in. And, yeah, me and my wife just having an extended weekend because, you know, with four kids, there's not a whole lot of alone time or adult conversation. It's basically just a back and forth of, what do these kids need? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. And to take a Thursday and Friday off and make a long weekend is fantastic. And I'm a huge fan of sleeping in.
Oh,
my work schedule is later on in the day, so I sleep in quite often, and I don't think I could do it any other way.
No, absolutely. And that's what I'm really enjoying. I enjoyed today. We, you know, I slept in a little bit, and we did something that we normally don't do. We went downtown, right? And we parked right outside of the Capitol, went into Strawberry Square, which, if you're not from this area, is just basically a big building with a couple different floors with some shops and stuff. And we got some coffee, just walked around. Then we walked outside by the Capitol, and yeah, it was a great day. So, and I can't complain. And now we're here in the studio. We had talked a little bit earlier today, and we got to the studio a little earlier tonight because we have a lot of things coming up here in the near future, which you'll all hear about. So we wanted to have a little pre-meeting, and decided, you know, while we're sitting chit-chatting about tonight's show and planning some things for the future, we decided, just have a couple adult beverages tonight.
Just a couple, nothing big.
Yeah, I mean, we're not crazy anymore. We don't go out and tear up the town, but yeah, so when we first started this podcast, we had a nice bottle of Jim Beam Maple, correct?
Jim Beam Maple, but we poured it into a decanter, so it had a certain ambiance that went along with it. We kind of kept it on the table while we were doing our shows.
Yeah, so, and that's been our go-to, just sip on for a little bit, relax, pre-gaming, if you will. And then we switched things up tonight, and we had a couple drinks of Crown Royal Vanilla. And I have to say, I'm a big fan of this drink.
Yeah, the Crown Royal Vanilla is much smoother than the regular Crown Royal.
Right. I mean, if you're a typical Crown Royal drinker, and you know, I know a few people that are, you know, diehard Crown Royal, and they still mix it with like a Coke or a Diet Coke. But this Crown Royal Vanilla, you can pour yourself a glass, and it's a sip and drink that you're not like going, ugh, and making that face with. It's just a smooth drink. We've had a couple. We had a great pre-meeting tonight, and we're just enjoying ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, so we've gone over a bunch of topics up until now. We've had 12 episodes, and some of them have been pretty deep. Some of them have been pretty information-packed, and some of them have been a little bit more lighthearted. And it's always fun to come in here and just get to talk to Foltz and really kind of find out, you know, where he's at and what he's doing. And he kind of does the same with me, and we get on the same page and kind of share our energy.
Exactly. Because we're both married with children, and we do stay in pretty close contact throughout the week, mostly through text. So, but other than that, we really aren't discussing what's going on in our personal lives. We're basically talking about the podcast, what needs to be done, this, that, and the other. So when we get into the studio, it's basically the first time we've seen each other since the previous week. So it's always a good time to sit down, catch up, relax, and get focused on tonight's show. And tonight's show is going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we've tried to portray ourselves in a certain light and let our viewers in on what our likes are, what our dislikes are, and how we feel about certain subjects. But tonight we got a little something different in store.
Yeah. So tonight, what we're going to do is we've gotten some randomly generated questions that we are going to pass back and forth, take top card off the deck, and read it to the other person.
Right. So neither of us have seen what these questions are going to be tonight. So they could be anything, which is the curiosity is killing me at this point. We have a deck of index cards sitting in the middle of the table where we have all our equipment tonight. And like Steve said, they were generated by an outside party. We have no clue what these questions could be. And we're gonna do like a spitfire, a back and forth a little bit, and take turns reading these questions and try and answer them to the best of our ability. And I'm kind of excited to get this rolling. How about you?
I'm excited. I want to start off by saying let's make no rules.
Oh yeah, no holds barred, no rules. If we come upon a question that we both want to answer, absolutely go for it, because I got a feeling there's going to be some good ones.
Yeah.
So, why don't you kick us off? Why don't you grab a card there and let me see what we got
down into the deck here, and give me a second to read this to myself before I bring it out to everyone.
Take your time.
Oh, this is a good one. I like this. Let's start off with this one. I'm glad I get to ask you this one.
So you're asking me and I'm asking you.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like it. I didn't know. I thought I was coming at it from a different angle. I thought we were reading them and answering them, but I like your way better. See, this is how we didn't even know how this was going to go. So here we go.
Okay. So if you could discuss one issue with the President of the United States, what would it be?
Wow. That is a good question.
That's heavy.
That is.
Then we jumped right in.
Well, if I could discuss one issue with the President of the United States, and I was granted full access, and he was going to be completely honest with me, I think I'd say, what's the scoop on the aliens?
Nice.
I would. I mean, if you tuned in last week, you know how much I love that topic. So, yeah, I think that's probably what I would have asked them.
Yeah, and judging from last week's research, I know that some of the presidents are a little bit more in the dark than others.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, so that's my response. And do you want to respond or do you want me to shoot?
Oh, my response would be much less interesting than yours. I would probably say, where's my tax break that you campaigned on?
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Let's see what we got. Okay, this question says, what is better, to be organized or to have attention to detail?
Oh, man. When you started reading that and I heard to be organized, I immediately thought that is going to be my response because I'm an organized person.
It's a good question, I have to say.
But when you finished the question and said attention, it's got to be attention to detail.
I would agree with that.
The devils are in the detail, man. If you're not paying attention to the details, then the organization goes out the door.
Oh, yeah. You can be as organized as the most organized person in the world, but if you're not zoomed in on what you're doing, forget about it.
That was a good question.
I like that one.
Let's go right back at it. All right.
What do we got?
Have you attempted anything you know you would be bad at, and what would that be?
Oh, so have I attempted anything going into it that I knew that I would be bad at?
Right.
I would have to say, just from, shooting from the hip here, ice skating. I went ice skating years and years ago, one time only. I knew going into it that I was going to be absolutely terrible at it. And I absolutely was. I think I even had to, at one point, grab those rails that you can take along with you and slide along the ice. Yeah, it wasn't a pretty sight. So yeah, I'm going to stick with ice skating.
Ice skating's a good one. It's a tough thing to do. We recently went roller skating, which is in the same realm, not exactly the same, but
right, yeah.
I know that my wife and the children and her mother were there, and they were impressed with my roller skating skills.
I can remember back in elementary when we used to have skating parties, and if there was one person zooming around the rink, it was Mr. Steve Apostolopoulos. And, I mean, the limbo, forget about it.
Yeah, and that I thought would go away until I got back out there. And, you know, going around the corner, I could kind of do the thing where you go one skate over top of the other skate. I was doing it well.
I find myself, if I go roller skating, if I go for 2 hours, an hour in, I'm smooth and I can pick up the speed and I can do the crossover, but I'm not one of those people that as soon as the skates are on, it's bang, it's happening. Nah. I got to have a little bit of warm up and there might be some grabbing onto the wall a little bit. So
that's great, dude.
All right, here we go. Let's see what we got for you. What is the thing you are most afraid of?
Oh man, that one can just slice you right down to the core.
It can. Because there's so many different possibilities, and especially at our age and being adults, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I got to zoo it down to one?
What am I most afraid of?
Would it be?
I was thinking, like, would it be a thing? Like that? I'm scared. Am I scared of something?
No. I mean, it's a pretty open question. I mean, if you could think of one thing right now that would absolutely terrify you to the core, what would that be?
Well, I'll tell you this. I have people around me all the time, and either it's family or work related, and a lot of times they're either asking me questions or depending on me for answers or...
Right.
Honestly, the thing I'm terrified the most of is just being alone.
Okay.
I would hate that. I don't really need that. I don't really want that. I don't seek that out. I think that if I was sitting in my chair for a 24-hour period and nobody was talking to me, I would hate it.
I can relate. I think I might have told you this last week in our pre-show. We were talking about, you know, one of the similar subjects like that. And the first time that my wife was taking all four of our children up to see her parents, and I was staying back because I was just going to have a do me kind of day. And I knew about this day for about 3 weeks, and I was so excited, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to get a bunch of junk food and this, that, and the other thing.
Sounds great.
And they left the house, and they probably weren't gone 10 minutes, and anxiety set in, and I was like, what is going on? And I just came to the realization that I'm used to living in the house with five other people, four of them being children, and it's usually loud and chaotic, and I've gotten myself to the point where I can kind of tune it out and just keep doing my own thing. But the silence was deafening, and everything that I had planned of just relaxing went out the window, and I found myself just going out in public just to hear random noises and people talking.
Yeah, for some reason, it seems like you grow dependent upon the things that are around you.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you.
I'm glad that you agreed with me on that one.
I'm reaching into the pile here.
Whoa, whoa, oh, whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sorry, 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 sorry. Your turn.
I tried to sidestep. Oh, this is a good one. What's your favorite cartoon character and why?
Favorite cartoon character and why? Well, I'm going to have to say that my favorite cartoon character is He-Man. I'm going to say He-Man because it was such a huge part of my childhood, and if there was one toy that I got more than any other, it was He-Man paraphernalia. I mean, you name the figure, I had it, and still do to this day. I had my Castle Grayskull. I had my Snake Mountain. I've seen every episode of He-Man, and I was just enthralled in that. So, yeah, He-Man.
No, He-Man is great, man. I think that it's cool to look at that from a personal standpoint, because I've been bombarded with so many cartoons lately that I can't get through that layer of looking at cartoons through my child's eyes and going back to when, you know, like, was Scooby-Doo my guy or Smurfs? Like, yeah, there's so much back there. But that is a great answer. He-Man, yeah, I love that.
I appreciate it. And because I feel the same way. I'll be sitting around in our family room and I'll be watching some of the cartoons that my younger children are watching, and I catch myself almost feeling bad for them. I'm like, man, these aren't cartoons. These aren't what I'm used to. But you know what? That's just the generational gap, and that's where we're at. So, you know, they'll grow up and they'll have their favorites and whatever. So it's fine. So now it's my turn.
Now you're
up. Okay. Let me reach into the deck here. Okay. I'm just going to read it for the first time on the mic. Meeting someone for the first time, first thing you notice.
Oh, that's a good one.
So it just says meeting someone. So male or female, first thing you notice.
Their eyes.
Very good.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I have tons of meetings. And when I meet someone for the first time, I look them dead in the eye. I shake their hand. I introduce myself. And I watch their eyes.
You and I have so many similar answers. And when I meet somebody for the first time and I extend my hand and we shake hands, it can go either way. I mean, some people like to look down, but I like when someone looks me in the eye and shakes my hand, introduces themselves, because regardless of way it goes, when that introduction goes away, I'll usually turn to my wife and I'll be like, "Do you see how that guy introduced him? He was looking down." Or I'll be like, "I liked that guy's handshake and he looked me dead in the eye. I like that a lot."
Right. That's something that a father should pass on to his son.
Absolutely. Eye contact and just, and you know that you're being heard.
It's something that they don't teach you in school.
Absolutely not.
But eye contact is very important.
I agree.
All right. Let's get one for you going.
Okay. I'm excited. Here we go. Oh, geez.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be? And why?
If I could go anywhere in the world, if it, right here and now, I'd probably go down to the Florida Keys.
I know you're not a winter fan.
No, I'm not. So if someone was to walk into the studio right now, "Mr. Foltz, we have a plane waiting. Where would you like to go?" I'm heading down to the Florida Keys right here, right now. I love the culture down there. I love the weather down there. And I just, there's nothing that I don't love about down there. And if you've never eaten stone crab fresh out of the Florida Keys, do yourself a favor and do that. They're only in season from October to March, so that's why I said Key West right now, because We're approaching the middle of March, and I got to get my stone crab fix on. So,
good answer. I like it. I like it.
Okay, let's see what we got for you. Oh, this is a simple but elegant, I guess. There's only three words on here: breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Dinner, man.
You're a dinner man.
Okay. I am a dinner man. I like a big hearty. I grew up in a Greek house where it took hours. You know, we just got done with lunch, but mom's already preparing dinner.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And coming from an Italian family, dinner was always a really big thing. I'm a breakfast guy. I like waking up and just being like, you know what? Let's just go out to breakfast and just sitting there having a nice cup of coffee and just anticipating those. If you're from Central Pennsylvania or Pennsylvania, you know what I'm talking about. Dippy eggs and bacon and toast and just relaxing and starting the day off right.
Now, although I say dinner man, which I completely agree that I am, man, I make big breakfasts every weekend. I think that's one of the similarities between you and I. We are food guys.
Oh, yeah, and we're not afraid to admit it, show it, and you put some food in front of us. Don't be looking for any hardcore conversation going on.
Yeah, you grew up with a great grocery store Carnes with the meat counter.
Yes, sir.
They got the seafood counter, bunch of fresh food over there for you to get right that same day, and it tastes different. You can't say that a frozen meat tastes the same as fresh meat.
Absolutely not.
They got a great meat counter. I've gotten plenty of bacon from there and fried it up that same morning. It's fantastic.
It is. And like you said, you can, if you got a good palate, you can obviously tell the difference. I mean, I know I've watched Hell's Kitchen sometimes, and Chef Ramsay would be like, was this frozen? And it's just like, dang.
He can tell.
Yep.
Everyone can tell.
Absolutely.
That was great.
All right. Oh, I almost did it again.
That's because I'm so slow on the draw.
That's all right. It's all right.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Okay.
What's your dream job?
I'm doing it right now.
I know, man. This is great.
I'm absolutely having the time of my life. I mean, if I could do this, I'm having so much fun that if I had to do this 7 days a week and still have the interaction that I have with my family right now, I'd be perfectly fine with that. I'm having the time of my life. I'm having a ball.
Yes, this is a blast. There is there's some places around here that could benefit from a daily podcast. And there has definitely been times where I've caught myself daydreaming of being the voice of certain areas.
That's key too. I mean, you have to have that vision. You have to have that dream. And if you're living in that daydream, all that's doing is bringing that closer to it. And I'm excited about the future in this podcast.
It's so much fun. And let me just say this to our listeners. If you want to be on the show, contact us.
Absolutely. If you got something that you want to say, or if you've been listening to us and there's something that you want to let us know that, hey, I don't agree with what you're saying, and I want to bring up my point of view, we welcome it, and it's not going to be a heated debate or anything. We welcome that challenge, yeah, and that fun.
You want to be a guest on Subtle Beast, feel free to inbox us anytime, and you know, we'll have you over. We'll mic you up. We'll walk you through our rituals and our traditions, and we'll get you on the mic so that you can share your opinion with the listeners and the following and the fan base that we have right now. Because, you know, Foltz and I, we have our views, and a lot of the things that we talk about are similar. You might have an opposing view, and you know, we've always talked about this off the air, but we encourage people to have opposing views from us.
Absolutely. We enjoy it.
It makes us sharper to have someone that's, a devil's advocate.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So, like Steve said, if you're interested in being a guest on our show, inbox us on our Facebook page or write to us at subtlebeastpodcast@gmail.com. Drop us a line. If you want to discuss anything that we've discussed on a previous podcast, we're open to it. Or if you have your own topic that you just want to come in and discuss, hit us up. We'll bring you in for sure.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking about today was when we discussed mislabeling of fish and organics.
Yeah, yeah.
I never thought that we went into that, you know, far enough. I think there's a ton of stuff going on with food that
GMOs, yeah,
that the general population isn't aware of. You know, you buy Chilean sea bass, but it's not.
Oh no, it's far not. And there is a lot of restaurants out there that have, because I've seen it, admitted it on television shows that they didn't have that. But if they serve this, you can't tell the difference.
Right. So that maybe that's a good topic in the future, or
nothing's off limits. Nothing's off limits as long as we can keep it family friendly and anyone can listen to it. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it.
That would be great for a chef. If there's somebody that has a different profession, maybe a technical profession or something that we aren't really aware of that you want to talk about, that we'd love that.
We have a list of things that we are going to be moving towards in the future, of certain things that we do want to bring guests in for. So we do have a small list, but we definitely haven't hit everything. So let us know.
All right, man. Let me just hit you with one real quick one. Leader or follower?
Definitely a leader.
I know you are, man. So am I.
It's one thing that I preach to my teenage boys all the time. Be a leader, not a follower. All right. Right back at you. Oh, this ties in perfectly. If you could have any food right now, what would it be?
Oh, man. I would eat some of those Ocean City, Maryland blue crabs.
Oh, man.
Now, when you said the stone crabs, that immediately made me think, but they're not in season right now. So I was like, man, if you could change time and I could go back to like, or forward to like the summer and get those steaming hot from the crab bag. Oh, that's what I want.
I was going to give the shout out to the crab bag as well.
You and I have eaten at the crab bag together.
Absolutely. Well, 130th Street, 131st Dude, Street.
If I'm lying, I'm dying. We had crab bag three times last time we went to Ocean
Absolutely.
City.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed having dinner with your wife. It was, we were so enthralled. I mean, if you've ever sitting down and eating a Maryland blue crab with anybody, there's not a whole lot of discussion. Everyone's pretty much in their own zone, breaking up their crab, enjoying themselves. And this is not a slam in any way. I thought it was one of the most endearing things I've ever seen while eating crab. I looked across the table. I was sitting directly across from Steve's wife, and I saw her struggling a little bit. So, you know, I offered a hand, and she was just like, and I was like, oh, I was like, don't eat that part. And she was like, I've done it on the last six crabs.
She's like, what do you mean don't eat that part? That's the part I've been getting.
And we just laughed and had a good time. But you know,
she's eating the lungs, the part you don't eat.
Yeah She was eating the lungs and she just didn't know. And I thought it was endearing. It was hysterical. But yeah, sitting down with a Maryland blue is definitely a treat. And my wife actually came to me today and said, how do these dates look for Ocean City? And how do you like this house that we're going to rent? And I was just like, oh, I'm in.
Remind me during post that I want to check out those dates.
Absolutely.
And also, she's gotten much better at the crabs.
Oh, I'm sure you did. She and I got nothing but love for you.
Yeah, we had a great time last year. Three times to the crab bag.
Absolutely. So,
that's a good one. I got one for you
here. All right. Spitfire.
Describe yourself in three words.
Describe myself in three words. Loyal, caring, honest.
Man, that loyal one, I love that loyal one. That's a great one to start with.
I mean, I found that question pretty easy because you know, I've always tried to live my life as by what you see is what you get. I'm not out to impress anybody. I'm not trying to get the latest and greatest thing to you know, show off or whatever. And it's funny because I've been trying to instill in my sons, and don't get me wrong, I understand that they're teenagers and they're going out and they're looking at all the clothes and the sneakers. And I always stop and I say, well, let me ask you a question. Are you buying those because you think they're the greatest thing? Or are you buying those because you think that everyone else is going to think those are the greatest thing? Don't think I've really got a straight answer on that, but I'm just trying to keep them on the straight and narrow. And but yeah, that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Caring, obviously, everyone that listens to you can tell that you're a caring person.
I appreciate that.
And the last one was honesty, and I will tell you this. Honesty, the truth will set you free.
It will.
Did you ever meet a liar? You can tell they're a liar in the first 5 minutes you talk to them.
Absolutely. I talked to one this week. Not going to go too in-depth because it would probably be pretty obvious, but everything that came out of their mouth was just a load of poo-poo.
And you can smell it a mile away.
I could. And I was like, next. So am I up here?
Yeah, man. Give me one.
Okay. If you were running for office, what's your campaign slogan?
Ooh.
That can be tough.
That is to come up with. I mean, Trump's was so great.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's was Make America Great Again.
Right.
What Obama was something about change.
Yeah, yeah. Or We Can Do It or something. I don't know. I mean, they were both good.
Right.
I liked them both. Yeah, that's a tough one to probably try and think off the top of your head.
My campaign slogan would
even like a rough draft.
It would be loyal, caring, and honest. No, it's too hard for me to come up.
That is. That takes some in-depth.
I'll give you one. Define happiness.
I define happiness by doing what you love every day and having a loyal partner by your side. And if you have children, having them be the best that they can be.
That's true, man.
I mean, if someone told me right now or asked me right now even, well, what's your life like? I would answer with happiness. I couldn't be more happy. I'm sitting here on a podcast with one of my oldest and dearest friends. I have a great wife. I got great kids, and I'm healthy, and they're healthy, and you're healthy. I'm happy.
Yeah, when you're living your idea of happiness, then things don't get much better than that.
Agreed. Let's see what we got for you. Oh. What was your favorite book as a kid?
Oh, well, I mean, the one that stands out to me most is Charlotte's Web.
Very nice. Very nice. That's my daughter's favorite book.
Really?
Yep. She loves it.
I don't know if that's the same for everybody or not, but I think there was like 3 consecutive years that my book report was on the same book.
I did that too, but mine was on The Karate Kid just because I saw the movie so many times. But, my favorite book as a kid was one called A Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball. Not the new one that comes out within the past, like, I don't know, 15 years or so, but the original Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball. I loved that book.
I don't know that story. I have to get it and read it to Jackson.
Absolutely.
What was the last time you got emotional?
Funny enough, tonight, before I left for the studio, my wife and I were sitting on the couch watching TV, and one of her favorite movies is Steel Magnolias. And there was something happened in the movie that triggered me to tell a story. And I started telling a story about my dad. I think I got 5 or 6 words in and I lost it. And my wonderful supportive wife was immediately there to pull me through it. And yeah, so I got emotional tonight.
Fantastic. There's everything right about that.
Absolutely. Because I have nothing but fond memories and love of my dad. And, the funny thing was, is I was going in to tell this story, and it was just to tell it. And I wasn't emotional thinking about it. And like I said, I got 5 or 6 words in, couldn't even finish my sentence.
That's fantastic.
Yep. Man. So is it my turn? This is interesting, but a weird question. What would you do on Mars for fun?
Oh, wow.
Many things.
Yeah, I would probably do the same thing I do here. I would probably go exploring.
Absolutely.
One of the fundamental things that kind of kept Matt and I together through all these years is our love for exploring.
Yep.
I know that, you know, as children, or as teenagers, actually, you know, we went around the country together and
sure did.
To numerous states and got to see what the South was like and what the North was like. And even recently we've done a ton of stuff out in the woods and just gone and explored. One day we found an old pickup truck.
Yeah.
Just out in the middle of the woods, and we had a blast.
Yeah, I agree. That answer couldn't have been any better. Explore. I mean, yeah, I'm loving it. Let's see what we got for you and see if you're ready for this one. If you could get yourself anything, what would you get?
But it's never changed. It's always been a Lamborghini, and I stand right by that still to this day.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I love cars. I've always loved cars. I actually have developed a love for trucks in my older years, But I love to go fast. I've always driven hard, and I've always wanted a real, true Lamborghini.
If there's any representatives out there from Lamborghini, and you want to contact Subtle Beast and would like to sponsor Subtle Beast, we're open to it.
Red. Red. It's got to be red.
It's got to be red, and we want to go fast.
I got one. I got one here for you, man.
Okay.
Has your world ever been rocked?
It has, and I'm going to go back to one of my previous answers. The day my world was rocked the most was when I got a phone call and found out that my dad had passed away. It is, if you've ever lost a parent or someone close to you, and you, the second you get that information, it is like nothing you could ever describe in your life. And yeah, that phone call haunts me to this day. That rocked me to the core.
And we're all only one phone call away from,
yeah,
from that same experience.
Yeah, because the crazy thing was, it was such a beautiful day outside. I was having such a great time, and I was laughing and carrying on, and my phone rang, and I was like, hey, let me go get this real quick. Rocked. Where is the worst place you could get stuck / stranded?
Oh, man. Now, I've done a lot of things. One of the most exposed places you can be is on a mountain in a ski situation.
Okay.
I've been up the Stowe, Mount Mansfield, and that gondola takes you up through the clouds. You can't even see the peak of the mountain.
Wow. I've never skied in my life, just because that should have been one of my answers to the earlier questions.
You get up there, and there is these 40, 50 mile per hour, like, sustaining winds that are just punishing you. And you start down the hill. If you get off the trail, if you're in the back country and you break your equipment, your ski gets busted off and you can't get down, and you start to walk. Now, skiing, you can go across many miles in a short amount of time. To walk in ski boots down a mountain would take you a long time, and there is definitely a possibility that you could succumb to exposure on a mountain.
That definitely sounds frightening.
Yeah, if there was some darkness involved in that, maybe.
Dark makes everything worse.
Some animals in the background, that would be the worst.
You're helpless at that point.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let me get one for you here.
I'm ready. Let's see what we got.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how cool are you?
I'm a 10.
Nice. Yeah. What else would you be?
I know. I mean, oh, am I going to downplay it? I mean, you know, one of the answers I gave earlier was all about honesty. I'm just being honest at this point. I'm 10.
You wrote the book on being cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I might be a legend in my own mind, but hey, nothing wrong with that.
I love it, man. I love it.
Best advice you've ever received?
Ooh, man. The best advice I've ever received was shut up.
Very good.
Sometimes you gotta shut up.
You gotta shut up, and you just gotta listen.
Yeah, that's some of the best wisdom that's ever been passed down to me, is when to shut up.
I love it. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
No, I was just gonna say. I just wanted to chime in on that. Best advice that I was ever given was, why would you worry about something that you can't control? That was told to me at an early age by my father, and I've held that close to me my whole life. And if a situation comes up and I think about it and I analyze it, and I really can't have any effect on the outcome, I stop worrying about it altogether.
It's good advice.
Absolutely. Let's see.
I got one for you here.
I keep forgetting.
And this one I like, because you'll know why.
Okay.
Favorite summer activity.
Favorite summer activity. Oh, wow. That's just like, I would have to say it has to have water involved. Going to the beach.
Going to the beach is cool. I thought you were going to say jet skiing.
Well, I was getting there.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I was going to say going to the beach, because, and I always, there's always a morning. We always, when we go to Ocean City for a week, I always pick a morning where I'll go out jet skiing, and we'll alternate years where I take my boys with me, and, but I'll pick a morning and I'll go out jet skiing. And Ocean City's got this prime spot all the way down past First Street, you know, past Talbot Street, if you're familiar. And they take you out. You got an hour, and they take you out to the bay. And as soon as you get, but half the fun's getting to this area. And once you get to the bay, they're like, all right, here's the boundaries. Go. And it's amazing. So, yeah, but the whole thing is I wouldn't be able to jet ski unless I was getting to the beach. So the whole destination, get me to the beach, and I'll take it from there.
Yeah, I remember how you were after you jet skied at senior week, and I know that's one of your favorite things to do.
I went again the very next day. And funny thing was, is we had come into some complications, and I don't think the gentleman of the jet ski rental place wanted us back. And I came back, it was me, but I think I brought two different people with me, and the guy kind of gave me the crook eye. Said, weren't you here yesterday, and you were doing this, that, and the other? I was like, sir, no. I was like, I just got into town today. And he was like, all right. And I had to fill out the form, and I filled out the form with like somebody else's name on it or something.
That's great.
Yeah, so let's see what I got for you. Oh, what color is your toothbrush?
Blue. And
nice.
And I'll tell you how I know that, because I used the red one this week, and it was all like hard, and I was like, man, my toothbrush is really hard. And then the next day I looked in the cup, and I was like, it's because you're not even using the red one anymore. You got it. Just had a dentist appointment 2 weeks ago, and you got a blue one now.
So do you go with like the hard bristle, medium, soft?
Honestly, they give me the one.
Right. So you stick with that.
I stick with that one.
I'm going to answer this one too. If anybody had listened to the podcast where I had the privilege of being a guest on, they had mentioned this, but one of my weird quirks is I use a different toothbrush every time I brush my teeth. So I use a different toothbrush twice a day minimum, and I buy them in bulk, and I'm just weird about it because I think it's gross. No offense to anybody else, but I use a toothbrush and I chuck it.
That's cool. That is, you know what? Those things are the things that make us who we are.
Absolutely. And everybody in my family, they know that's the way it is. So if they see me brushing my teeth, they're just like, we're never going to see that one again.
Yeah, whatever color that one is, it won't be that color tonight.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny, man.
I like it. Well, yeah, so let's, so whose turn is it here? Let's see. Okay, so it's your turn. I'll tell you what, why don't we do this? Let's try a lightning round here.
All right, speed round.
Speed round. Let's try and see if we can, I mean, some of these questions have required some thought, so let's just see if we can fire through them. It's your turn. You go for me, and then I'll see if I can return fire.
All right, here we go. How long does it take to get ready in the morning?
10 minutes.
Wow. I'm like 30 minutes, dude.
What city in America should not be included on the map, and why?
Detroit. You can't even live there anymore.
Self-explanatory.
If movie made about your life, what genre and who'd play you?
The genre would have to be like crime gangster, and I would have to say that the person that would play me would be... oh, geez. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. When I used to live in Hawaii, I got mistaken for this guy, and somebody thought I was him, and I didn't correct them. who's the guy that did the movies Gone in 60 Minutes and...
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, yep. There we go.
Nicolas Cage, my wife always messes him up and calls him... what's the guy that played it with Ashton Kutcher in the Lifeboat movie?
Lifeboat movie,
you know, where the like helicopter in and like go
Yeah, where he was like the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, she thinks Kevin Costner is Nicolas Cage.
Okay, I could see that mistake, but
every time we make such a joke out of it, that's so funny.
Love it.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, my turn. See the speed round. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Ooh, that's a good one. It would have to be a flying animal. I'm obsessed with it. At one point in time, I had to skydive just to feel what it would be like to be up in the air and free like that. So I think the apex predator would be the eagle.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. Now, I know about 10 seconds ago we said this was going to be the speed round, but I just want to go back real quick. Steve did go skydiving one time, and I haven't ever gone, and I've wanted to, and then ever since that, you know, I became a father, it's become kind of something that I didn't think that I should do. And I can recall asking Steve about it one time, and his response was, "It was the most terrifying moment of my life." What was that like? I can't even imagine.
So we get up there. We're jumping from 12,000 feet. And the instructor says, the pilot says, check to see if we're over the landing zone. So the instructor says, I'm going to open the door to see if we're over the landing zone. And he opens the door, and the door flies up and hits the wing and makes a real loud metal on metal bang.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cabin pressure changes, and we get sucked out, but not like totally out,
right?
Just like sucked towards being out. And I thought, oh my god, I almost just fell out of this plane.
How high up were
immediately
you?
Next thought was, oh my god, I'm jumping out of this plane.
Oh my. And like, you're looking down and it's just thousands of feet,
12,000 feet.
Oh my.
You kick your legs over. There's an instructor that's tethered to you, and he pushes one, two, and you're kind of like pushing back towards him, and he's used to people pushing back towards
him. That'd be a natural reaction, I would think.
And three, he thrusts, and you go out the door. You go into like a topsy-turvy type of like flux time where there's like 4 to 7 seconds of like flipping around before you get into the prone position. And then there's this thing called ground rush. And if you look down at like one pinpoint in the ground,
you can see it coming quickly, or what?
You get nauseous because your brain can't process all of the information that's happening at one time. So I'm staring directly down at this landing zone, and the instructor reaches down and grabs my forehead and pushes me up so that I'm looking at the horizon. And I thought, man, that's way better than what I was just doing.
That's crazy that he knew exactly what he needed. That's a good instructor.
So then you get about 30 seconds of free fall, and then they pull the chute, and then it's called being under the canopy. And there's pull strings left and right, and the instructor has his set in the back, and he had an extra set in the front. And he said, man, I'm telling you, this thing handles so great. Take it for a run. I'll show you how to do it. You pull right. And we pulled right and did a barrel roll down to the right. And he said, now pull left. And you pull left and you go barrel roll to the left. And I'm still like in that kind of nauseous phase. And I was like, sir, I just want to go straight. And he said, just you take the controls. Go wherever you want to go. So we just kind of went floating out towards the waves and then out past the waves. And he said, now you're going to want to bring it back. You don't want to just float out to sea.
So right.
I pull hard left, and it's like the wind just drops out from underneath you, and you just drop so fast. It's just like, whoo, like down to the left. And he said, I'm going to try to make it so that we can land on our feet. But if I tell you to pull your feet up into an L, then we're going to come in and just kind of skid along on our butt. And as we were getting down close to the ground, there was pockets of air, and there was a point where we dropped very fast. And he said, pull your feet up. And I pulled my feet up. And the next thing I know, we're skidding across the ground, and I'm down back on Earth.
Wow.
Terrifying. Dude, I would not suggest to anyone to ever go skydiving. You're throwing your life out of a plane.
Yeah, I mean, I've always found it fascinating, and one of the things that I had read when I was looking into skydiving was that when you jump out of a plane, that it's just sensory overload because your brain doesn't know what this sensation is of free falling because it's never experienced it before when it's your first time, and it's just like,
the closest thing that you can do is to have somebody drive like 60 or 70 miles per hour, roll the window down, and stick your head out.
Yeah, I can imagine. But you're not free falling, so you can't get that full experience.
Terminal velocity is like between 125 and 130 miles per hour. So you're falling at roughly 125 miles per hour.
I can't imagine it.
And the force that's pushing back towards you feels like your head's out the window.
That's crazy. And as much as, you know, it seems like something that I would want to do, I'm not going to do it. And obviously, you've just said don't, so I probably won't. So
I'll tell you this. I thought it was going to be more of like a bird-like experience or like a Superman type of experience where you're flying through the air. So if you do it, I suggest using a wingsuit and base jumping.
Right.
So if you want to do that, maybe next weekend.
Did I? So that was that? Did I just ask a question? I think I just asked it. What animal would you be? So
do you like coffee?
Love it.
I do too. I love it. I use 2 K-cups every day.
Well, funny thing about coffee is, it's caffeine and it's a drug. And I'm dependent on it because if I don't have it, I get a headache. So I'm addicted to coffee, obviously.
I think that the majority of Americans are.
I love it. Embrace your inner coffee addiction. So in 5 years, where do you hope to be?
Oh, man, that is a great question. In 5 years, I would like to be the third base coach of my son's baseball team.
You know what? I didn't think that you were going to go in that direction. I thought it was going to be something completely different, but I think that's probably the best answer I could have heard.
That's great, man. I love you. I love the fact that you
like the answer. I mean, that's just something that if you got a son and he's growing up, got to be coach on his team, man.
What's one thing you've always wanted to do?
One thing I've always wanted
to do. It can't be skydiving.
Crud. I was going to say that, but okay. One thing that I always wanted to do. I'll tell you what, and I don't know if it'll happen or not, but I always wanted to just pack up by myself, just with like me and my vehicle and a backpack, drive to a certain destination and just hit it from foot from there, and just see, like, give myself a timeline, like a month, and see where I end up or what experiences I have, and just do it all by myself.
Castaway.
Yeah, so, certainly Castaway, but you know, I'd probably stay here in the United States, just trying to make it from city to city. If I hit it on foot, that'd be great. If I stuck with my vehicle, you know, just travel by myself and see if I could, and just see what happens.
That's fantastic, man.
Yeah, because you know, if you can't enjoy the company of yourself, you're not gonna be great company for anybody else. I can't think.
That's some wisdom.
Who was the person? Who was the person or thing you've just recently kissed? Like the last thing or person?
Oh, last thing I kissed. Well, I always kiss my family on the way out. I don't know which one of them it was.
So wife or child?
Wife or child. And a funny thing, I was leaving yesterday, and I always do the bye-bye, you know, daddy's leaving, bye-bye, and I get some responses. I got no response yesterday.
Like, bye, dad.
Yeah, it was like, I'm leaving, I'm going to work, and everyone was doing their thing. And then I got home last night, and my wife said, you know, you were halfway down the steps, and Jackson said, bye, daddy, I love you. And I said, buddy, you need to say that to him while he's inside the house. He can't hear you now. So I guess I did get a response. I just didn't get it while I could hear it.
Classic. I love it.
What TV family, past or present, would you want to be a member of?
Ooh, that's a really good one. What TV family would I want to be, past or present? I would probably have to say, oh my gosh, I'm having a tough time with this.
I know mine's Kardashians, dude. I'm obsessed with those guys.
Is that right?
I know it sounds weird. It never comes off right, no matter who I'm talking to.
Right.
When I tell them that I like the Kardashians, they're like, oh.
You know what? I'm going with the Cunninghams from Happy Days.
Dude, I don't know if I remember some of the characters. I think I
Richie
remember
Richie Joni. Yeah, the dad.
The dad. I think I remember the dad. Obviously, I remember the Fonz.
Yeah, and he lived right upstairs. I mean, how much cooler? I mean,
you're going back there, bro.
Oh yeah. Hey, I can remember my. It was either a Tuesday or Thursday lineup. We used to have Happy Days, then Laverne and Shirley. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Cunninghams. So it's my turn now. Okay, what time did you go to bed last night?
Ooh. I went to bed early last night. This has been, I needed a lot of sleep this week. I went to bed last night at 10 p.m.
Props.
Whoa. I just lied. Do you see how I did that? Mm. I started Survivor at 9. I watched it till 11. So it had to at least be 11:30.
No spoiler alerts.
No spoiler alerts, but yeah, I almost lied to you.
It's all right.
What store do you shop at the most?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Weiss because I can walk there. I'm in that store probably 3 or 4 times a week.
I was thinking of like clothing stores or like a shoe store, but you're right. It's the grocery store for probably a lot of people.
Absolutely, yeah. The Weiss, it's right in my backyard directly. What compliment are you most paid by from other people?
Oh, let's see. What do people say they like about me?
Well, the list is long.
Yeah, I mean, it could go on and on.
I would, if I was to say, I mean, because I've known you for a long time, and if it was somebody, if it was a coworker of yours, I'd probably say that you can be direct.
Yeah, I think my personality, it stands out the most out of any characteristic.
Boom, that
about
sums
myself.
It all up.
If you could be any ice cream flavor, what would it be and why?
If I could be any, I'd probably go with butter pecan.
What?
I'm smooth, but I could be nuts too.
Oh, that's so great, dude. I had no idea that you liked butter pecan.
Dude, it's one of my favorite flavors.
Oh, wow, that is great, dude.
Let's see what we got. What word would you add to the dictionary and what's its meaning?
Oh, I would just change the word similar to similar.
Okay, I can see. I can definitely see why.
There's things about you and I that are similar.
Yeah.
That just seems right to me. I don't know why.
No other further explanation needed.
What celebrity annoys you the most?
This is going to hurt a little bit, Steve, because you just...
Go ahead. I know what it is.
Kim Kardashian.
Why? Because she's hot?
No, I mean, she's a very pretty lady. I just... I don't know. It's just one of those. It's just one of those people that just gets under my skin. I think it's because the word like.
She says like.
I like a lot, and it's just get to it. All right, I know it's like that. Now tell me what it is.
Well, in her life, man.
It
takes a while to get to it.
I'm sure it does, and I have nothing but positive vibes for that family, and they're doing it up. Hey, do your thing. I'm sorry. You annoy me a little bit.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's see. Best childhood memory. Ooh.
Oh, man. I say this and I use this when I'm going inward, when I'm taking a situation and I'm basing it with self. I always say I'm that boy that played in the creek across the street. I'm still that same guy, just grew up. So I would say playing in the creek across the street.
Perfect. You're ready for anything.
What new technology will transform the future?
I would say anything that Elon Musk is working on.
Oh, that guy's terrific.
If he's got his hands in it, we're bound for greatness, I think.
I think I would have elected him president.
Run for president, Elon.
Elon, if you're listening to this.
I think you just asked me. Oh, this is simple. Dogs or cats?
Oh, man, that you would think that'd be simple. I was always a dog guy my whole life. This November, we found a bunch of cats that were kittens out in the back alley.
Oh, hey, man, I got both, so.
We saved one of them, and actually... my stepson Jalen saved one of them as well, and I love the cat. So I was a dog guy. I'm now a cat guy.
I love that you were able to be flipped.
Hey, what supply in your house is running low?
Milk.
Always.
I just said to my wife tonight, I was making dinner, and I was getting I had all these ingredients out to make this casserole, and I was like, how much milk do we got? And it was like somebody put it back with like a shot glass full. I was just like, forget it. I switched gears and made steaks. Let's see. What do we got? If you could change one thing about your looks, what would it be?
Oh, if I could change one thing about my looks, I would lighten the color of the dark circle around my, what's the color? The iris?
Yeah.
Yeah, my irises are brown, and then there's like a dark black circle around the brown that I don't see on anybody else's eyes. I think that's like something that I'm self-conscious about.
Then that
about.
Would be something that you should want to stick with, because no one else got it.
There you go, man.
And you definitely probably have to check with your wife before that, because she may love it.
If they got a little laser or something, just take that little thing off, eraser.
You know that spot? Take it out.
What is the meanest thing you've ever said to someone?
Whoa, man. You know, being a kid, you could probably say, I probably made fun of the way someone looked, or I'm not proud of it, but I probably at one point in my childhood made fun of someone's weight. So
yeah, shaming.
I've grown since then. I'm not that same guy, but so I'm gonna have to stick with that
body shaming. Let's do one more question.
Okay, each. One more question each, and we're gonna wrap it up. You got a simple one here. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is green.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Mine too. My favorite color is green as well.
Why?
I don't know. I do know why. Because when I wear green, my eyes pop.
Nice.
Now, legally, on my birth certificate, it says blue, but my eyes are like really more green. But if I wear green, bang, they're so noticeable.
If you would have asked me what color your eyes were, I would have said green.
You know what? They've definitely changed over the years, but... yeah.
Green is not my color. Red is my color when I'm wearing a color.
Right.
Green kind of washes me out. But I always think of like the luscious hiking trails.
Yeah.
The valleys and...
Green is life.
Yep. I love green. I think it's the best thing. I think my second favorite color would be blue because of the oceans. It just kind of all works together there.
Mother Earth.
There's a lot of like purples and oranges out there. People that love that stuff. I feel green is my favorite color.
Hey.
What impresses you?
Well, the number one thing that impresses me is someone that can be honest.
It's the toughest thing, I'm telling you, man.
It is, you know, and it was another lesson that I learned growing up. And again, I'm going to go back to my father, but he used to always say that in a tough situation, being honest when you're back's against the wall, it can be the hardest thing, but it can be the easiest thing. But nothing in life is going to be easy, so just be honest.
That's true. I think that's a great place to end it. I'm a huge fan of honesty. I believed myself to be an honest person, and I know that you're an honest person.
Absolutely, I agree. And you know what? We only got halfway through our note cards, but that's okay, because we'll save these for another time. But I had a lot of fun tonight.
Oh my gosh, what a fantastic show. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, I've had a great time. So, hey, if you liked this show and there's a question that you would like to ask us, of course, we're going to provide a link out on our Facebook page referencing this show. Hey, ask us a question. We'll definitely answer it for you. Let's spread this podcast. Spread it with your friends. Let's tell our parents about it. Let's anybody that we come in contact, give Subtle Beast a little boost, because we'd really appreciate it. And we're having so much fun putting these out for you guys. So I guess until next week or next time, I'm Foltz.
And I'm Steve.
Take care of one another. Bye-bye.